If you're about to do a summer road trip, you should check if your car has one of the so-called ticking time bombs. There are still hundreds of thousands of vehicles with Takata airbags, and now a new round of safety warnings has been announced. Stephanie Boris has more.
As you pack the car for your summer holiday, there's one more job you need to add to your list. Aside from the normal oil, water and tyre checks, find out if your vehicle is fitted with Takata airbags.
These airbags have the potential to seriously injure or kill their drivers and passengers.
A compulsory recall was issued for the device last year. Delia Rickard is the deputy chair of the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission.
We started off with about 4 million affected bags in 3 million cars. We have seen 3.53 million bags replaced, so it's 86% of the bags have now been replaced.
But now another 78,000 cars have been identified as containing a different version of the Takata airbag, and it's considered lethal. It affects certain cars manufactured between 1996 to 2000, from BMWs to Audis, Toyotas and Mazdas, to name a few.
Basically what happens is moisture gets into the gas and it can lead it to, when there's a collision, sort of explode out when it inflates so that it sprays shrapnel through the car. It's a bit like being in the middle of a war zone. And tragically, this has led to deaths and serious injuries.
The risk considered so high that people with this particular type of Takata airbag, known as a Nardi, are being urged to stop driving immediately. The decision to issue this new warning came after a person died in a crash earlier this year.
That was in New South Wales. It occurred back in September, though we didn't find out about it and the fact that it was linked to an airbag until October.
And why then has it taken until December for the announcement to be made about the dangers of this particular Takata airbag?
We have been, first of all, working out whether this is a systemic issue, talking to the US regulator, getting reports on this. We have decided it is of particular concern.
At this stage, no compulsory recall has been issued on this particular bag, just a warning. Australia's leading consumer advocacy group, Choice, is critical of the delay in letting drivers know about the dangers. Their consumer advocate is Jonathan Brown.
In these cases, we see a slow reaction to these recalls. We see them try to obfuscate. We see these companies take their time in recognising there is a problem and that they need to act. But this is people's lives, and people get injured and people get killed if companies don't act fast enough on safety issues like Takata.
I don't think there's a case at all about inactivity here.
Tony Webber is the chief executive of the Federal Chamber of Automotive Industries.
These airbags have been tested over a number of years, is my understanding, especially by the regulator in the US. The circumstances change as these airbags age, and it's not as crystal clear as some in the media would like to make out.
He denies manufacturers have been slow to act, despite only BMW, Audi and now Ford issuing a voluntary recall. Tony Webber says motorists need to check their cars.
You should contact your manufacturer and make arrangements with them if you have any concerns about your vehicle.
But the ACCC wants manufacturers to take a more proactive approach. Delia Rickard says a compulsory recall could be enforced if manufacturers don't come to the table.
We expect the car manufacturers to cooperate fully with us and put their best endeavours in place. And, you know, if they don't do that, that will be a factor in considering whether we need to recommend a compulsory recall.
To check the state of your airbags, visit ismyairbagsafe.com.au.
Stephanie Boris reporting.